lived, we lived down there in the eastern section of Bluxey, and it was a rough part of town. And I guess they didn't want to send the children to that school down in the eastern section. So about the first month or so, they sent me to what was known as a Howard Number One school. Was up in main part of Bluxey there on Main Street, where the post office, U.S. post office, is today. And I remember going to that school for about a month. But then when the school officials found out that we were outside of the district for that school, they required us to go down and transfer to this other school, which was the Howard Number Two school down at the corner of Maple and Howard. Mm-hmm. Because that was a grade school down there.
Yeah.
And after finishing grade school down there, which was about nearly a mile from where we lived out on Street, then I went to the Bluxey High School and went to school there 2 years. I went through the 10th grade and started into the 11th when I dropped out.
Yeah.
After a couple of years, I went to New Orleans and went through the Spencer Business College.
Mm-hmm.
And got a degree in accounting there. And that's about the extent of my education.
2 years at Spencer?
No. It wasn't a 2 year course. About 2 years after I dropped out of high school there in Bluxey, I went over there. I was in this Spencer Business College, I would say probably less than 6 months.
Is your wife a native of Biloxi?
She's from Hattiesburg. Her mother was a native of that area around there, from around, we were born around Summerall in Summerall, Mississippi. And her father was from in the neighborhood of Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
He came down to Hattiesburg there in World War I, and he was being shipped overseas, went into the service. Being shipped overseas, and he died down in New Orleans just before she was born. So she never knew her father.
And her mother was from
Sabine Summerall. Lived most of her life there in Hattiesburg. Her mother passed away. Two weeks and 2 days after my mother passed away on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.